This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a very good morning, everybody out there. Thank you for tuning in this morning to listen to Ask the Experts Hour, where I am Dr. Andrew Dyer, and I'm bringing to you our program that has been on here for at least 20 years now, called Take 2 Healthcare, Your Guide to Better Living. We used to be called Back to Health, and about last year this time, we changed our name over to Take 2 Healthcare. And if you've listened to Dr. Merkel before on this station, he's talked about using 2 weeks or maybe even 2 months to try to get your body as healthy as possible in a natural way, natural, safe way. Using vitamins and minerals, that's what we do with our nutrition patients in our practice. And I say our because there are four of us. At the practice, there is myself, Dr. Andrew Dyer. I am a doctor of chiropractic. I also hold a board certification in chiropractic acupuncture. And I am almost done with my board certification in clinical nutrition. That should be wrapping up here in the next couple of months. So getting excited to add a couple more credentials behind my name and get closer to balancing out the practice with more clinical nutritionists on board. So Dr. Merkel, he's been around, of course, for many years. He's been in the practice for 34 years. He founded it. I joined him 12 years ago, and we also have Dr. Natalie Yaley and Dr. Ashley Marchak. We are all doctors of chiropractic. And an important piece on that, had a patient come in last week, and she told me about a blood test that we had run, and I knew that we had run, and I had already looked at it with her, but she told me about taking that blood test in to her medical doctor to show her, to talk about the results, see if there was any extra bits of feedback that the medical doctor could offer. Not that we didn't give her a complete explanation. She just wanted to keep her medical doctor up to speed on what kind of tests we had run. And the medical doctor said to her, after she asked the patient, she said, well, who drew this test or who ordered the test? And my patient responded, well, my chiropractor did. And the medical doctor proceeded to say, well, don't you know that chiropractors only know about the bones of the spine and maybe some of the muscles? And I found that to be, one, kind of a misaligned statement, if you will. But two, when you think about the type of practice that we have, we are in full capacity of our scope of practice as doctors of chiropractic in the state of Ohio, chiropractic physicians, to order blood work and laboratory testing. And for me to be in practice 12 years doing that, I have seen cases that are almost unexplainable turn around in a matter of a few months, or maybe even sometimes it takes a year or so. But it's just interesting that slant and that understanding or lack thereof, in my opinion, that really still the medical community at large thinks chiropractors do nothing more than spinal adjustments. And that is certainly what we learn in chiropractic college, but we learn so much more than that. I looked again this morning at the comparative hours between what we study in chiropractic school and what the typical MD curriculum looks like. And when you compare the hours spent in clinical nutrition training, even just to achieve our DC degree, the typical medical curriculum has somewhere between 6 and 8 hours on average of nutritional topics, whether that's touching on multiple vitamins, multiple minerals, what have you, foods, diets, etc. They get that in about 6 or 8 hours. We study it for over 300 hours. And I went to school at National University of Health Sciences in Lombard, Illinois, which is, I'm the only doctor of chiropractic in our practice that didn't go to Logan. And I'm not saying anything bad about Logan. That's not my purpose. My purpose is to tell you that at National, there's a high emphasis on the scientific and diagnostic training that you need to have in order to be a primary care physician, which the state of Ohio allows us to do. Now, in our scope of practice, we do not do surgery and we do not prescribe medication. But beyond that, we're able to operate in with a full scope of practice in this state. So we can diagnose and treat diseases that we come up with our blood testing. We don't come up with them, but we find them, we analyze them, we put together treatment plans, and then we monitor change down the road. So that is what we do. That is how we practice. And the practice has been around, like I said, for 34 years, as long as Dr. Merkel's been here in the Miami Valley. And it's been my privilege and honor to work with him, next to him, for the last 12 years. And wanted to share with you, really, I don't plan on taking callers today because I found a couple of great articles that I want to share with you in an uninterrupted fashion. And so I'm going to start right in with an article that is actually published in this month's journal called The Original Internist. And it's amazing that I still get this publication because I was in this program way back about 10, 11 years ago when I first came into practice. I started flying out to Kansas City every month to take this coursework. And I got about halfway through this program, and then acupuncture became a feasible option for us in the state of Ohio. It entered and expanded our scope of practice. So I switched gears and jumped over into the acupuncture course and completed that one and have never looked back. But The Original Internist is a publication through the DABC organization. Dr. Merkel's a part of it. I was halfway through the program, and then I changed gears, and I'm getting a different diplomate now instead. But it's great and cool that they still have me on their mailing list because I've changed addresses now a couple times, moving around the country and around the state. So it's cool that I still get this Original Internist, and I love getting it because there's always really, really great articles in here. And the one I'm going to share with you today, I'll give you the title first because it's a question I get commonly asked. We do a lot of work in our practice to get people healthier. And when we do that, oftentimes we see weight loss achieved as one of their goals through getting their body healthier. Now, the article is written by Betty Wedman, and she's a PhD. So Dr. Wedman, PhD, and the title of the article is, Everything You Thought You Knew About Calories Is Wrong. And it's a great article. I read it once last night. I read it once again this morning in preparation for this show, and it's really fascinating. So I want to share that with you right now, and that's what we're going to do for the next 10 minutes or so until we roll into the first break. But Everything You Thought You Knew About Calories Is Wrong, Dr. Betty Wedman, published in this month's journal called The Original Internist. Food digestion is too complex and messy to provide a calorie number for each serving of food you eat. In addition, each person's digestive ability changes how many calories are actually absorbed. Food is energy for the body, which requires digestive enzymes in the mouth, stomach, and small intestine to break it down into molecules that cells can use. But with obesity now rivaling smoking in terms of healthcare costs, the calorie content of foods needs to be updated. And that's really her driving theme throughout the whole of this article is the calorie content of foods haven't been redone and reestimated or reapproximated since 1950. So we're working with 70-year-old data numbers, and the data numbers weren't even that good when they got them 70 years ago. So here's some more of the article. The calorie notation listed on a label or quoted in a food composition book contains a fundamental flaw, according to Dr. Wedman. They are calculated by the amount of energy required to heat 1 kilogram of water, 1 degree Celsius. Fats provide about 9 calories per gram. Carbohydrates and protein deliver 4 calories per gram. Now, these calculations were approximations from a 1950s lab analysis and have never been replicated or subjected to current assessment. Scientists are calling for a revision of the methods used to measure calories because Atwater's methods are not up to today's standards and were tested on only a few people in his lab. Even Buchholz and Scholler, in a 2004 American Journal of Clinical Nutrition article, requested more research in the composition of micronutrients in the diet, because energy-restricted diets need accurate information. New research is indicating the food calorie thermodynamics viewpoint is far too simplistic. To accurately calculate the calories a person gets out of a given food, you need to factor in whether it is boiled, baked, fried, or microwaved, how much energy the body expends to break down the food, and to what extent the food survived digestion and bacteria enrichment before transport into the bloodstream. Now, the White House Conference on Food, Nutrition, and Health final report to Chairman Dr. Gene Mayer in 1970 from D. Mark Hegstead, Ph.D., who is professor of nutrition in the School of Public Health at Harvard University, states the following. The panel notes that the analysis of foods to determine their nutrient content has not received adequate attention in recent years. At the same time, new varieties and harvesting, distribution, and processing have changed, and many new food products have appeared on the market. Until adequate information is available, data derived from dietary histories will be limited to a greater or lesser degree. Today's new nutrition facts label still has the same calculations that Dr. Hegstead's committee questioned in 1970. The 8th edition of the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, released in the year 2015, no longer focuses on limiting cholesterol, but recommends consuming less than 10% of calories per day from added sugars and less than 10% of calories per day from saturated fats. Now, again, we could get into a whole discussion on the saturated fat topic, but that's another topic for another day. As a nutrition educator for bariatric surgery patients, now this is what Dr. Wedman's saying, people with chronic diseases related to obesity, how am I supposed to calculate this recommendation when I have such incomplete data? These nebulous recommendations mean nothing to an overweight, obese individual. Every food is digested in its own way. Plant foods involve stems, leaves, and roots. Older leaves are tougher than young ones, so digestion differs based on the age of the plant. Cooking breaks down cell walls in the plant, but boiling, steaming, and microwaving result in different textures and digestive processes. Nuts and seeds are hard to digest, with peanuts, pistachios, and almonds less digested than other foods with similar protein and fat. A USDA study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, published August 2012, showed significant amounts of undigested almonds in the feces of people in the study. Novotny, Gebauer, and Bauer reported many of the calories and nutrients in the almonds were not available for energy and cell metabolism. Cooking food allowed humans to consume more calories and increase the nutrition extracted from it. Heat allows meat to be more digestible and also kills bacteria. Food processors use flour, sugar, and fats to produce thousands of baked and extruded food-like products. These processed foods are so easily digested in the stomach and small intestine that obesity is now a major public health problem. Overeating and obesity is caused from more than eating too many calories and too little exercise, says Leslie Heinberg, PhD, Bariatric and Metabolic Institute at the Cleveland Clinic in the great state of Ohio. Reports that stress can lead to food addiction and even binge eating. For many women, it starts in pregnancy and leads to chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes, depression, or heart disease. Environmental toxins, plastics, and cosmetics, even sunscreens included in there, can influence weight gain. Zemel reviews a growing body of research that shows other factors other than metabolic fuel / calories playing an important role in metabolism and fat storage. Now, the fundamental flaw in obesity research, according to Winkler in Obesity Reviews, is that a mathematic model of human metabolism has been used to explain the calorie intake versus calorie expenditure. Dr. David Ludwig, who's an MD, PhD, reports that insulin is the trigger for fat cells to store too many calories. While other researchers like Kevin Hall, PhD at the NIH, National Institutes of Health, considers leptin to be a major factor in obesity. Leptin is one of the hormones that controls our hunger and satiation signal. So satiation meaning fullness. The signal that sends from our stomach to our brain to say, hey, you are full. Stop already. We're winding down. We're coming up on first break here. You've been listening to Dr. Andrew Dyer on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Enjoy your new year with Health Foods Unlimited and enjoy special savings going on now with our wide selection of brands, including Garden of Life, Solgar, New Chapter, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Nordic Naturals, Avalon, Derma E, and Andalou. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy, and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're located a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
let's face it, February can be kind of dull.
But at Miami Valley Gaming, there's a reason to get pumped. On Saturday, February 25th, we're giving away a brand new Ford F-150 XLT or $35,000 cash. You heard that right. 35 big ones to kick February right in the pants. Earn entries daily now through February 25th. So grab a Buckeye and come on down. I-75, exit 29. Okay, now I'm pumped.
See player services for complete rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the gambling helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Dayton's premier home improvement event, Miami Valley Home World, is February 16th through 19th. Here's your chance to get inspired, experience new products, and get expert advice on how to create your perfect home. See hundreds of vendors all under one roof. Give your home the enhancement it deserves, from a fabulous kitchen upgrade to a backyard oasis. Tickets are just $7 at the door. Visit mvhomeworld.com for details. Miami Valley Home World. Inspiration is waiting.
I'm Terry Krupp of Laird's Tax Service, serving this area's tax preparation needs for nearly 80 years. One of the most rewarding aspects on our job as tax preparers is that we have families that have used our services for generations. Laird's Tax Service is a pioneer in our industry, being the first to offer new services. We stand behind your return if the IRS has questions. We know the tax code and can make the difficult task of tax filing easier. Relax. Contact us at 325-6571. Information at lairdstax.com.
At McAfee, we strive to remain a leader in our industry by realizing you, the customer, comes first. We also know your time is valuable. You should never have to take time away from what matters to get an estimate on a new system for your home. So now, like never before, receive a price instantly using our online estimating tool at mcair.com. Any season, any time. McAfee.
Cloudy, cold, and windy with feels-like temperatures staying in the 20s all day long. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio.
Now, let's return to Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to better living on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we are back. We've got a couple minutes before our next break. Just rolling back in. If you haven't heard me here before, my name is Dr. Andrew Dyer. I am a doctor chiropractic and also a board-certified chiropractic acupuncturist. And like I said at the earlier part of the show, also working on finishing my clinical nutrition diplomate as well. I'll be board certified in clinical nutrition here in the next couple of months. And just want to remind you, that is who you are listening to today on the Experts for the Hour show. Want to give you a little teaser for next week. I'll be back next week too. And it's a short show because we have a UD game following our program next week. But I'm going to have a special guest either in the studio with me or joining us via phone. And we're going to go through her case. Now, we'll only have about 17 minutes to get everything covered, but we'll do it in that fine amount of time. So I want you to tune in next week and catch us there because that is when we will be covering her case, and it is a fantastic, tremendous, tremendous outcome. And we haven't even really started treatment yet. We did a few quick, simple, easy things, and she's going to tell you all about it next week. But diving back into our article here, as Walter Mertz et al. In 1991 so eloquently labeled in his paper in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, what are people really eating? Counting calories is not accurate. And what about the nutrition or nutrient levels in the food? At the June 2005 Joint Symposium on Food Safety and Nutrition, the author, Dr. Betty Wedman, engaged in a lunch discussion with Joanne Holden, research leader at one of the big nutrient labs for the USDA. During lunch, she asked how many foods were analyzed each year in order to update data on the nutrient composition tables. To her surprise, she was told that food composition levels are not, quote-unquote, updated in the database because the USDA only has funds for analysis of other components of food. She was astounded that she was teaching that a tomato in 2005 had the same nutrients as when it was analyzed in the 1950s. because no one had validated the original data in the Handbook 8 of food composition tables. So she says, think about that the next time you log on and find food information. And she gives a website here from the USDA, but you can look that up at usda.gov. The USDA has just launched Branded Food Products Database with more than 80,000 name brands of prepared and packaged foods found in supermarkets and restaurants. Database is a free online resource where food companies can add their data in an effort to be, quote unquote, more transparent and allow consumers to assess calories, nutrients, and allergy potential of the foods they are eating. The caloric comparison war is on. According to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, the partnership between USDA, ILSA, which is Life Sciences Institute of North America, GS1US, One World Sync, and Label Insight makes it easy for food companies to add information and greatly expands and enhances the USDA National Nutrient Database. This new database will include up to 500,000 products with serving size, servings per package, nutrients in the nutrient panels, facts panel, excuse me, plus weights and measures and ingredients. What difference does it make in obesity management and education if consumers are comparing inaccurate nutrient information on a smartphone or wristwatch while they eat or shop? Let's update nutrient data on basic foodstuffs, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, meats, nuts, and oils, or not use it at all. The 100-calorie snack packs have fueled the obesity epidemic while consumers proudly announce they are, quote, are eating only 100 calories, despite the simple carbohydrates and added sugar. We don't need more food industry data. We need resources going into studying the causes of the obesity epidemic, not enablement of the food industry to sell more food. We got to take a break. You're listening to Dr. Andrew Dyer on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, everybody. Rachel Ray here. Nothing puts a bigger smile on my face than cooking up a big meal for family and friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in America who are struggling with hunger. These children, that's one out of every five, often have to skip meals because there's just nothing to eat in the kitchen. Yet there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last hungry child. If only there was a way to get it to them. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across our country. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America at your local food bank and at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com and in the WHIO app. The home of Fox News in the Miami Valley. Your news starts now.
It's 11:30. I'm Jonah Adi with an AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO news update. Our top story, we're taking a look at the first 100 days of President Donald Trump.
I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt. The chance for snow increases through the weekend. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the WHIO 24-hour team traffic center, crews are on scene to a vehicle hazard on 675 North and Far Hills Avenue in Washington Township. We also have a property damage crash on Pretzinger Lane and West 4th Street in Dayton. And it's our top story.
The first 100 days of President Trump.
Yesterday marked 1 week since President Donald Trump took the oath of office. Mr. Trump held his first joint news conference with a world leader yesterday, British Prime Minister Theresa May.
I am honored to have Prime Minister Theresa May here for our first official visit.
Mr. Trump also spoke with the Mexican president for an hour and also attended the official swearing in at the Pentagon for Defense Secretary retired General James Mattis. This was Mr. Trump's first Pentagon visit as commander in chief. Well, we've learned about how much it'll cost you a year to use medical marijuana in the state of Ohio.
Ohioans seeking medical marijuana to address chronic pain, cancer, brain injuries, and other conditions will have to pay $50 a year to the state for a patient card. This is according to rules being considered by the Ohio Medical Marijuana Advisory Commission.
That's WHIO's John Tisdall. He says the advisory panel is taking public comment until February 10th on proposed rules for processors and patients of Ohio's medical marijuana program. Well, police have identified the suspects that they chased from Vandalia to Indiana.
Vandalia police say the suspects, Rayshar Moncrief Taiwan Williams and a juvenile, jumped the counter at a Rite Aid, demanding pills and stealing customers' cell phones.
That's WHIO's Lauren Clark. She says a GPS device was slipped to the suspects, which helped police track them down. Investigators are now working to determine if these suspects are connected with the same Rite Aid being robbed at least a month earlier. Now, the Storm Center 7 forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies and windy today. Highs will be climbing into the low 30s, but wind chill values will stay in the 20s. A few passing snow showers possible, mainly this evening and overnight, with a light dusting in spots. So watch for slick spots as you do head out this evening. Another cold and breezy day on Sunday with more snow showers working in late and a light accumulation expected by Monday morning's commute. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Civi Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Live Doppler 7 HD radar is clear. It's currently 30 degrees in Troy, 32 degrees in Dayton at 11:33. And if news breaks, we break it immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
Fresh, hot, out-of-the-oven pretzels. Philly Pretzel Factory in Centerville Place Shopping Center near Kroger offers something new for your big game party February 5th. Order a large party tray by January 28th and receive our exclusive pretzel football free. Incredible and edible. Philly Pretzel Factory in Centerville Place. Call 937-952-6468 to place your order today. Marlin Jewelers in Randolph Plaza in Clayton is offering an early bird savings opportunity before their first ever February clearance sale. Come in now in January and get savings up to 50% on their in-stock selection of fine jewelry and watches. Get a head start on Valentine custom design jewelry. Marlin Jewelers, see Ron, Isaac, and Jesse. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 till 6, Saturday, 10 till 5. Right now at Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken in Springfield, New Carlisle, Pickwood, Sydney, and Bell Fountain. Get a Lee's two-piece oven roast combo with a side, biscuit, and regular drink for just $4.99. Or an eight-piece mixed oven roast classic bonus box with large green beans for only $12.99 at Lee's.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Enjoy your new year with Health Foods Unlimited and enjoy special savings going on now with our wide selection of brands, including Garden of Life, Solgar, New Chapter, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Nordic Naturals, Avalon, Derma E, and Andalou. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy, and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're located a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And very good. We are back. Thank you so much. You're listening to Dr. Andrew Dyer this morning, and I am the Ask the Experts guest host for the hour, filling in for Dr. Merkel on our program called Take Two Healthcare, Your Guide to Better Living. And I just wanted to share with you another article, and that's the reason today I didn't take any phone calls, because I had this great information that I wanted to share with you. So over the next 13 minutes here, I'm going to try to get all of this article covered so that I can finish up with a few other thoughts. But the title of this one, and I really enjoy sharing Dr. James Machino's articles. He's a Canadian chiropractor. He practices up there, I believe, in the Toronto area, but he's got a DC and a master's degree as well, and he is one of the experts in our field, in the chiropractic healthcare field and clinical nutrition as well. He writes great articles, well-cited, and gets them published all the time in Dynamic Chiropractic. And that's another little aside. I want to let you know that I am getting an article published this month. It's actually coming out, should be coming out here in the next few days, because the month of January is coming to an end really quickly here. But it's in the Nutritional Perspectives Journal from the American Journal of Chiropractic Nutrition. And my article is on ubiquinol. Ubiquinol, many people know as the more active form of coenzyme Q10. Well, as part of my board certification in clinical nutrition, I was asked to write, well, I wasn't asked to, I was required to write a paper, research paper and well-cited and things of that nature, and then submit it for publication. So that will be coming out this month. You'll be able to see it on our Facebook page and on our website, but that does bring me to another point. If you're not yet a follower of ours on Facebook, and that sounds kind of hokey and weird, but that is what they call it in the Facebook lingo. If you haven't followed or liked our page yet, click on our website, Take2 Healthcare. That's TAKE and then the number 2, followed by healthcare.com. Go to our website and you can click right from there and follow and like our Facebook page. And then you can get all our updates, see what kind of events we're doing around town, and stay current on our newsletters. I wrote last month's newsletter on the topic of heart health, what really causes heart attacks. So if you haven't yet seen that newsletter or haven't received it yet, go on our website, print it off, read it for yourself, and then pass it on to a neighbor, friend, or family member that might need our kind of help. But back to Dr. Machino's article. The title is, Can a Multivitamin Reduce Breast Cancer Reoccurrence? And what he's, the whole premise is, obviously there's very good research that points towards this, but it's difficult to prove because there's such a wide array of factors that go into when or when not cancer is going to return. And so just some great information in this article, and I'm going to share it with you now. Great deal of controversy regarding the value of multivitamin supplements in cancer prevention. However, with respect to preventing breast cancer recurrence, an important study was published in the Journal of Breast Cancer Research and Treatment in 2011 by Kwan et al. The LACE, or Life After Cancer Epidemiology Study, LACE, L-A-C-E, involved 2,236 women diagnosed from 1997 to 2000 with early stage breast cancer. And they qualify that statement, the early stage breast cancer, to being stage 1, stage 2, or stage 3A. Okay? Participants were enrolled about 2 years post-diagnosis. Multiple vitamin use, both pre-diagnosis and post-diagnosis, was assessed via mailed questionnaire. We'll talk more about that part later. But greater benefit than diet and exercise alone. For women in the top 25% of the cohort, in terms of adhering to a healthy lifestyle, defined as a healthy diet, and they qualify that by consuming at least 5.5 servings of fruits and vegetables per day, and physical activity, they qualify that, meaning engaging in non-sedentary activity of at least 16 hours per week. Okay, that's more than 2 hours a day. Persistent use of multiple vitamins was associated with a 60 to 70% reduction in risk of dying from any cause during the 2-year follow-up period. No associations were observed among women leading less healthy lifestyles. Furthermore, among women who only had radiation therapy and no chemotherapy as part of their adjuvant treatment, multivitamin use was associated with a consistent reduction in risk of recurrence, breast cancer death, and overall death. According to the researchers, these results add to the evidence that multivitamin use after a breast cancer diagnosis, they say, may be safe. Well, of course it's safe. You don't see people going to the ER after overdosing on their multiple vitamin. That's a kind of a ridiculous statement. But they also suggest consistent use of multivitamins may add a further survival benefit to subgroups of breast cancer survivors who already follow a healthy lifestyle and those who have been treated by radiotherapy but not chemotherapy. The evidence showed that women who strongly adhered to a healthy lifestyle achieved further benefit from taking multivitamins, specifically lowering their risk of dying from any cause. However, using multivitamins as the only preventive action did not seem to be beneficial, as results showed that among the non-healthy lifestyle followers, multivitamin use did not appear to influence prognosis. So here's the bottom line. A multivitamin alone can't do the job. We need an active participating patient to do the job too. But then that multivitamin used on top of good healthy dietary choices, which I defined earlier, physical activity, 16 hours a week, and then add the multivitamin to the mix, that does help when you influence all those factors. This suggests, like I just said, other lifestyle factors, diet and exercise, play a larger role in influencing breast cancer outcomes, and that use of a multivitamin enhances the efficacy of these proactive lifestyle strategies. Wonderful. What more? Hence the term supplement. A supplement was never meant to be the be-all, end-all. That's why it's called a supplement. It supplements an already good diet, but it makes up for the little holes that exist there. In previous LACE analyses, so LACE again meaning Life After Cancer Epidemiology Study, has shown that consuming a more healthful diet of fruits and vegetables, whole grains and poultry, and engaging in at least moderate physical activity were each associated with decreased overall mortality, but not breast cancer-related outcomes. Previous studies and anti-cancer mechanisms. Next section. Many experimental studies have shown that various vitamins and minerals exhibit a variety of anti-cancer properties, including anti-angiogenesis, meaning angiogenesis is the formation of new blood flow. And it's particularly bad when we're talking about cancer, because when a tumor gets its own new blood flow supply, it can grow. Therein lies the problem. Growth of tumors, bad news. Immune modulation, enhancing cell differentiation, and inhibiting tumor cell proliferation or growth, and inducing apoptosis. If you haven't studied cellular biology or really biology on any level, you may not know the definition of the term apoptosis. But apoptosis means automatic, pre-programmed cellular death. Okay, and that's very significant for tumor cells because that's what we want them to have, but that's not always what they do have. A human intervention trial assessing the effects of antioxidant supplements on breast cancer survival showed promising results in preventing cancer recurrence. This prospective study of 4,800 breast cancer survivors in Shanghai, China, examined antioxidant use, so the use of vitamin C, vitamin E, and or multivitamins during the first 6 months post-diagnosis, and showed it was associated with decreased risk of cancer recurrence by 22% reduction, and it also decreased overall mortality with an 18% reduction. Think of how many people we could help just right here in Dayton, Ohio, or in the whole state of Ohio, the whole country. Think of how many people we or other clinical nutritionists around the country could help if we got to work with those patients diagnosed with breast cancer immediately following their diagnosis. 22% reduction of cancer reoccurrence and 18% reduction in mortality. Those numbers are staggering. They're hugely beneficial, and a multiple vitamin for the year might only run you about $30 or $40 for the whole year. In another LACE analysis assessing the influence of individual supplements, the researchers noted that post-diagnosis use of vitamin C was associated with a 27% reduced risk of breast cancer recurrence, and vitamin E was associated with a 24% reduced risk of breast cancer recurrence and overall mortality. Okay, I've got to take just a little second to go back to say, I see cancer patients all the time, and we don't treat cancer in our practice, but we work with those patients to augment their care, to provide them with care so that their bodies can fight on their own. But I had a patient tell me last week that one of their oncology doctors told them that vitamin C feeds cancer. If that were the case, these doctors should be taking everybody off citrus fruits, grapefruits, strawberries, but they never pay any lip service to that. How on earth could vitamin C fuel cancer? We've got numbers right here in front of us that say post-diagnosis use of vitamin C associated with a 27% reduced risk of breast cancer recurrence. It couldn't be. It couldn't be the way they say it is. A study published in March 2014 in the Journal of Anti-Cancer Research found breast cancer survivors who had more optimal blood levels of vitamin D had twice the survival rate compared to those with lower vitamin D levels. These researchers analyzed data from 5 large breast cancer studies involving a total of over 4,400 breast cancer patients with an average follow-up period of 9 years. And the data showed that women who had an average vitamin D blood level of 30 nanograms per milliliter or 75 nanomoles per liter experienced survival rates double that of women who had an average blood vitamin D level of only 17. Now, typically, when we're looking at vitamin D levels in our patient population, we want those numbers to be at or near 50 to get into the lowest end of our healthy range. But many other sources that I've read on the web and other well-documented case places have recommended that optimal cancer protection, if we're just talking about vitamin D levels in the blood, we have to get that number up to around 75 or 80 or even just a touch higher than that. But that's what they're coming back with more and more in the research studies. Vitamin D has been shown to reduce cancer development and progression in a number of ways, according to research. It slows the rate of cellular division, which reduces the likelihood that cancerous mutations will emerge. It promotes maturation or differentiation of newly formed cells, which reduces their transformation to a cancerous state. It favorably modulates the function of immune cells, many of which are responsible for identifying and destroying emerging cancer cells. Responsible for increasing the cell's production of a surface receptor known as E-cadherin, which enables the cell to bind to and communicate with adjacent cells or supporting tissues. Aggressive cancer cells tend to have low levels of E-cadherin, which enables them to replicate unchecked by adjacent cells, giving themselves the green light to invade adjacent tissues and spread into the blood and lymphatic system in their quest to metastasize throughout the body. Remember, this study looked at stage 1, 2, and 3A, which is prior to metastasis. So that's the original big study with 2,200 women called LACE. Here's the clinical takeaway. From a total perspective, evidence is emerging to show that female breast cancer survivors may be well advised to adopt proactive lifestyle strategies to help reduce cancer recurrence and reduce overall mortality. Eating at least 5 fruit and vegetable servings per day, along with regular exercise, is highly supported by the findings of the LACE study. Now, I will add this to that little piece. When we're talking about fruit intake, we might be much more well served to keep our fruit intake to just between 1 and 2 servings per day, depending upon our sugar levels. As we know, sugar acts as another fuel source for cancer cells. So we might be better off, which is 1 to 2 servings there, and then more 3 to 4 on the veggie side. That will get us to our 5 for the day, along with regular exercise, and it's highly supported by the findings of the LACE study. Adding a multivitamin to this game plan appears to provide further evidence with special emphasis on doses of vitamin C and vitamin E, according to the LACE and Shanghai studies. Other recent studies encourage the attainment of a blood level of vitamin D at or above 30 nanograms per milliliter or 75 nanomoles per liter. We measure ours in nanograms per milliliter. So on that one, we need to be at least at 50. I know the research says 30, but the higher the better there, as long as we don't eclipse 100. And the article also mentions a frequent inclusion of soy foods. I don't really recommend the soy foods in our breast cancer patients because a lot of them that are estrogenically driven will have a poorer outcome based on high soy intake. But just to wrap up here in the 40 seconds I have left, as part of an anti-cancer diet program, with respect to multivitamins, the researchers in the LACE study conclude, in stratified analyses, women who consistently used multivitamins before and after diagnosis and ate more fruits and veggies and were more physically active had better overall survival. Multivitamin use, along with the practice of other health-promoting behaviors, may be beneficial in improving breast cancer outcomes in select groups of survivors. Although additional research is required before definitive statements can be made, health practitioners should alert breast cancer patients to these emerging findings as a means to help make them make an informed decision about proactive lifestyle strategies they may wish to pursue to help prevent cancer recurrence and improve survival. I've got to go to break. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Andrew Dyer on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Enjoy your new year with Health Foods Unlimited and enjoy special savings going on now with our wide selection of brands, including Garden of Life, Solgar, New Chapter,
Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Nordic Naturals, Avalon, Derma E, and Andalou. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy, and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're located a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Their customers will tell you, when it's time to buy beautiful furniture, visit Burns Furniture, 1880 Lake Road near Medway. Bob and Jan Burns invite you to their 52nd anniversary sale. You'll love their American-made furniture, Ohio-made Amish furniture, and mattress selection. Receive quality for less than the country, just a few minutes north of I-70. Call 849-1754. Experience victory, save money, and have a whole lot of fun. Win with your wallet in 2017 at Springfield's 5-star bowling center, Victory Lanes. Enjoy their daily open bowling specials, plus Thunder Alley every Friday and Saturday night, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. for just $9 a person at Victory Lanes, 1906 Commerce Circle, Springfield. Rapp Jewelers, since 1954, is the name to trust for a beautiful Valentine's gift for a loved one. Their jewelry design defines fine jewelry. See the amazing selection with sparkling gemstones plus Citizen Echo Drive watches. A gift from Rapp Jewelers will be cherished for a lifetime. Call 832-6243. Stop by 7 West National Road in Englewood.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of rock and roll, roller coasters, big lakes, and football legends, nothing but the best will ever do. And it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Dayton's premier home improvement event, Miami Valley Home World, is February 16th through 19th. Here's your chance to get inspired, experience new products, and get expert advice on how to create your perfect home. See hundreds of vendors all under one roof. Give your home the enhancement it deserves, from a fabulous kitchen upgrade to a backyard oasis. Tickets are just $7 at the door. Visit mvhomeworld.com for details. Miami Valley Home World. Inspiration is waiting.
All races on.
It's a brand new season of live harness racing at Miami Valley Gaming. Every Friday through Tuesday, January 6th to May 8th, we host Ohio's most exciting racing action with both evening and matinee post times.
Fire off to the races.
So get down to the track and get ready to get lucky at Miami Valley Gaming. Just off I-75 at exit 29. Gambling problem? In Ohio, call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Right now at Buckeye Harley-Davidson, you can get no payments for up to a year on a new 2016 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Let us help you get your dream bike today. Some exclusions apply. Please see dealer for details. Rediscover the back roads with Buckeye Harley-Davidson.
Cloudy, cold, and windy with feels-like temperatures staying in the 20s all day long. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And this is Dr. Andrew Dyer finishing up with you guys today. I want to thank you for joining. Hopefully you've been able to tune in as you're cruising around in the Miami Valley, or maybe you picked us up on one of your mobile devices. Cell phones do great to bring in the station anymore. You sign right in on the WHIO website, get us live there. Or you can go back if you missed a show today. And if you missed the show, you won't hear this. But of course, you can go back and re-listen to the broadcast right straight from our website. There's a link right on over to WHIO's website, and that's where you can go and listen to archive programming. With the last few minutes that we have, I want to again ask you and remind you to listen in next week. We will have just a half an hour program because of the UD basketball schedule, but that's just enough time for me to get in a great case report live with a caller, or maybe my guest is going to come right into the studio. I haven't gotten to finalize those details with her yet, but she will be joining us. And obviously, female patient. I'll let you listen in next week and hear the story from her. But it's a fantastic gut health case. Gut health case is what we're going to be talking about next week. So if you know anybody out there that's suffering with those type of problems, make sure they listen in next week. I want to bring your attention to two recent Facebook posts, and actually one was from me this week, and then another was from Dr. Yaley. She had a great case. So I would encourage you to jump on Facebook and read about that case. She was able to reduce a gentleman's creatine kinase level dramatically from over, I think the number at the start was over 7,000. And when it ended, it was down at 241. And that was just in like a 60 to 90 day time period. Check out Facebook for all the for sure details. It was her case, so I'm not that familiar with it. But I did post one this week too. On Tuesday night at 5:45, I scheduled the post to appear. And here's what it said. It's a picture. It's a picture of blood results from a patient that I saw earlier in the week. Actually, I saw him on Tuesday morning, and I set the post up for later that day. So what I want to call your attention to is the ability for us to use natural methods and options to help control cholesterol. I know it's a common thing. It's the most widely prescribed drug across the globe, and it's one that medical doctors are always harping on. Whether they're right or wrong about it, that's yet to be determined, but we know that we're using cholesterol as a marker, a piece of the pie, a piece of the puzzle when we talk about heart attack and stroke risk. It is not the only thing. It is one small piece. But for this patient, after he eliminated dairy products from his diet, some great things started to happen. His weight is down 15 pounds in 3 months. Sinuses are now more clear than ever before, and he's even setting Sudoku records because of his brain fog improving. The picture on the Facebook post that I put up is his cholesterol panel, and important to note, he did this all without medications. Well, fantastic. Hope you can join me next week. You've listened in this weekend to Dr. Andrew Dyer on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We'll be back next week.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.